Welcome to Crest in partnership with Elusive. Producer Dodd here. After the second weekend of the Welsh Surfing Championships ran in challenging conditions at Llantwit on the weekend of the 7th and 8th of June, we're stoked to bring you an interview with both the men's and the women's champions. Following the interviews, we'll also provide you with a full breakdown of the winners across all of the various categories. As I'm sure many of you know, the final of the women's was one of the most exciting in recent memory. So I've also managed to catch up with Cindy Asosdian, who shared the final with Emily Williams, who is now the 10 times champion. First off, after offering his congratulations to Emily and the men's open champion, Eli Perrins-Davis, Tom started by asking Eli about the final and how the biggest win of his career came about. Enjoy!
It's a privilege to be joined here by both the winners of this year's Pura Vida My Post Welsh Championships. I got next to me women's winner Emily Williams on my right and men's winner Eli is on my left, Eli Perrins-Davis. Congratulations both, longa varchiade. How's it? How are you feeling? Is it settled in?
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're trying to think about how long out we are now. Is it about 2 weeks? We're nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I know, Ems, you've done it before, right? So not this question, not so much directed at you, but like, how many days were you completely buzzing for? Are you still completely buzzing now?
Still completely buzzing, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sleep all right the first night?
Yeah, you slept all right, yeah.
Good. And surfed much since?
I went to Cornwall at the end of last week.
Right.
For a couple of days, that was really fun.
Yeah.
But there hasn't actually been much, has there? I surfed today, actually.
This morning?
During lunch, high on the drop. That was fun.
So you kind of itching, though, to get into some good waves in Wales somewhere and, like, be the champ, like, ride some waves as the champ?
Just practice more than anything, yeah. Just want to get in the water.
Yeah.
It's a shame when it's, like, you're buzzing after something and then there's no waves.
And then, Ems, you were straight into balsa surf.
Yep, straight back to work.
And what were they like in there? They probably did. They probably pulled you down a few pegs, didn't they, Charlie and Sagey and all those, and stopping you from getting too big for your boots?
No, they were cool. And it's funny, you get a load of people come in and they're like, congratulations, and there's some people I've never met, but they've seen it somewhere, and I'm like, oh, cool. So I've been talking about it all week, really.
So. That is cool. Let's talk about these finals a little bit then, because you, Eli, you had a bit of a... It was a bit of a dragon slaying, really, wasn't it? You had to overcome Logan, Seth, and Patrick Langdon Dark. So Logan Nicol, Seth Morris, Patrick Langdon Dark, who were effectively Wales's three nailed-on bona fide male pro surfer standard surfers, aren't they? Like QS boys, all of them.
Yeah.
Seth, Logan, Eli, they've all gone through rounds in QS contests.
Yeah.
They were everyone's 1-2-3, weren't they, beforehand? And then you obviously had a bit of a problem with that, by the sound of things.
Those boys are all, like, really well-established competitive surfers. But, I was more excited to just have a heat with them. Because, you know, that's the level I want to get to and all of that sort of stuff. So I was just excited to have a heat with them because it's nice, you know, surfing heats against good surfers.
And then, were you aware during the heat that it was going as well as it was? Because I know scores were blown away in the wind.
I had no idea.
So talk us through.
When I was getting out, I was like, well, I'll be lucky to get third, to be honest.
Really?
Because I didn't think I'd done anywhere near enough.
Were you keeping track of your own progress in the heat? So you were thinking about what you'd done and what waves you'd ridden and things like that?
Yeah, kind of. I had that one right that I did three turns on and I was like, oh, that might be a good, like, that might be an all right score, but I wanted to get a better one than that, but it was just one of them, just a grindy mm-hmm. heat.
But then that left was, you know, a really important part of it.
Left was good, but again, it was one of them. It would have been a really good wave if me and Pat were like 5 metres further right.
Yes, because you had to do a bit of work to get around it first.
But yeah, that was a tricky way.
And first time beating Pat?
Yeah.
How was he about that? Was he salty?
Nah, Pat's...
He was delighted for you, was he?
Nah, all the boys, like, they were happy for me. Well, probably not behind, like, to my face, but to my face, they were happy for me. Like,
yeah,
they're good lads.
And your dad was stoked, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he was stoked. And my granddad, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Arwen was there too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And, big congratulations. I think it's great to sort of have you here. We're going to also have a little look at how in Emily's heat. Now, that had gone in before, hadn't it? So did you watch any of Emily's heat, Eli?
Was it the heat before?
I was the heat after.
Oh, it was the heat after. Oh, yeah. You guys had gone in already. Yeah, that was it. So you were sort of at the water's edge. You saw Eli come in and then
saw the wave that put you into first. But then was paddling out, and there was 5 minutes left. But I didn't know what had happened after that because you couldn't hear the scores.
No.
So I knew 5 minutes to go, you were in the lead. But I was like,
heard them from the beach before going out.
I was with Luke or Owen was on the beach with his phone, like watching the scores, and I was like, "What was that wave put as? And it put you as first, and then but that was it. That's until I came out, I didn't know.
And then you can't see from there what others are doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Emily, in your final then. We've ended up with one of the most exciting endings to the Welsh ever. Did you know that was what was happening?
It was a pretty good buzzer beater, but I didn't realise it would be that score. I don't know, it was just quite exciting, I suppose. But
So Cindy Sosdian was leading for most of the heat, and then you made the decision to get out. Were you wearing boots?
Yeah.
Wade across the rocks and go back out in the rip.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably should have made the decision earlier, but I could tell I thought I was getting back out. I could see the girls getting closer to me. So I was like, oh, I'm making progress. And then I looked in and I was like, I'm halfway down the beach. Like, I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah, there's that west to east rip is an absolute killer, isn't it?
So I was like, oh, do I have enough time? And I could see Georgina thinking about it. And I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I just ran across the rocks, which is why I put my boots on, just in case I needed to. And yeah, got straight back in, and I flew out then.
So, it is quite quick out there, isn't it? 2 minutes or so from the beach.
Yep.
It was 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think I got out, it was in like 7 minutes to go.
Mm.
Ran across the rocks, and then as I was paddling out, I looked at my watch, and I was like, 23 minutes, and I was like, have I done the right thing? Will I get one? And then a set came and I was like, oh, I'm too far in. And then the third one just reformed right in front of me, and that was the one. And I was like, oh, perfect.
So you turned around and went?
Went, and I looked at my watch and it came off and I had like 20 seconds left on my watch. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That was good timing.
I do have a very clear memory of seeing you lose. We'll talk about losing by points, or I suppose, you know, we can also talk about losing by time. You lost by 6 seconds, I think, in Newquay once on a buzzer beater. Do you remember the heat? Was it Emily Curry or was it? And I remember with that one, you were like tracking her, and then, you know, it comes through. In your mind, do any of the previous buzzer beater situations you've been in sort of roll into your head as you're taking off on that wave?
No, I just wanted a wave, really. I just wanted one that sort of walled up a little bit, and I just, as soon as I took off, I was just thinking about the wave. I wasn't really thinking about anything else. And
making sure not to fall off on the first turn.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And through you go, yeah. Well, it was a brilliant ending to that heat. Very exciting. Do you know Cindy well?
Yeah, a little bit. We surf Lantwit together a fair bit. So, I see her there. But
well, producer Dodd also caught up with Cindy because there's obviously two players in this exciting ending, and here's what Cindy had to say to Dodd. He started off by asking Cindy for her own version of what was going on in that heat, and she gave a pretty analytical response.
Yeah, I mean, ever since then, actually, I've been thinking about it a lot. Well, I think to start, there was a little bit of a delay in the initial heat getting going. For those who know about Lantwit, it's all about positioning and current, and we were going in after the tide had turned, so there was likely to be a strong current. So all of us went out hoping to not get out of position, but there was a slight delay. So I'd say we were already maybe slightly out of position. And the first part of the heat was going okay, you know, first 15 minutes. I thought I got two smallish scores. So I felt like I had some scores, but I knew that I didn't have the score. And I knew in this heat was the likes of Emily Williams, who's won, you know, 9 times. Also, Poppy Owen, who's, you know, took the under 18s. And so I knew I really needed the backup score. I knew I watched enough WSL that you can't let, you know, the GOAT potentially get by with, you know, if they have good competitive strategy and they're a good surfer. So I think what happened is after the 15 minutes, I got a bit disoriented. I couldn't tell who had priority. I couldn't tell where the surfers were, my positioning. And right then I should have gotten out, walked around, paddle over. I am a Lancewood surfer. I should know this. And I did it. And I just kept trying to get these really horrible deep right sections. And I, to myself, at the end of the heat, when the buzzer went, I just thought, I likely didn't win just because I didn't get that backup score of, you know, something of quality. And then I got out, I walked all the way up to the hut, and my daughter came up to me and said, "Oh, good effort. Well done." I knew that meant you didn't win because that's the sympathetic thing we say to her. And she said, "Yeah, you took second." I was like, "Oh, really? Okay. I didn't even know that." And then a day later, I watched the actual YouTube recording of the buzzer beater, and the whole thing was laid out to me, the whole heat evolution, and that I had it until the last 30 seconds. And I'm okay with actually not winning it, but I was more angry with myself that I just didn't use my local knowledge to paddle around. So that's really what set me. I'm happy for Emily. I'm more unhappy with myself as a local that I didn't, just get out, walk around. Heat strategy, something I need to work on.
Fair enough. Now, the other thing we're talking about is you want to win a Welsh, obviously, but we're getting to that age bracket now. We're running out of chances.
Well, maybe you're speaking for yourself, James. I don't know. I actually think that, that's my goal. So I won a Welsh longboard. I won a Welsh senior women's. I need the Open. I need to win that to have the trifecta. And so this next year, I'm going to work on heat strategy. I'm going to work on, you know, thinking about my potential opponents. And no, I want to be able to surf as good as taking down the under 18s and the under 35. So I think, you know, I feel like I'm Mark Occalupo. Why not? Why can't I make a comeback in the Express In session next year?
Excellent. Cool. And you wear your Channel Women's Surf t-shirt?
I wanted to just give a shout out to the club. So we've got a first year now of Channel Women's Surf Club. We're supporting women, LGBTQ+ communities, just surf the wider Bristol Channel. And this competition, this national, was the first time we had three members compete under the Channel Women's Surf Club. And it's just was really nice because we've been supporting people kind of getting into competing. And so hopefully next year we'll have more and we'll see more heats for women alongside of the men, and it'll make it a little bit more balanced. So yeah, if anybody's listening and interested, just go to Channel Women Surf on Instagram and you can find out more about how to join the community or become a club member. But yeah, really stoked on that.
Awesome. Great. Well, I'll see you soon, mate.
Cheers.
Couple of things to get you guys' perspective on that from there. Firstly, she does mention that she's going to be spending the next year thinking about the opponent, so that means she's thinking about you. Emily's no comment on that one. She talks as well about she called you the GOAT. Of course, it is 10 titles now. Do you think that is an apt name now?
I guess so, if that's what people want to say.
Melinda Sharp listening, of course, always. I think we lost count with Linda, and wasn't it 30 something if you add swimming and
half of those were swimming,
different age groups and swimming and things like that, but then it's about 30 something. But in the modern era, we've got the 10 open and the longboard the same weekend, so a pretty good weekend. Now obviously behind each of those 11 titles, Ems, is someone who didn't win, and you've just listened in on an interview with the person who didn't win. And how do you sort of feel, you know, do you feel sorry for her?
I think when you I've been competing a very long time, and there's heats that I felt exactly the same thing, and there's always going to be someone who wins and there's always going to be people that lose. I lost out on a Welsh once by 0.5. I only had one wave, and if I just literally stood up, I would have had a 0.5 and won. So that one's, I know what it feels like to be really annoyed at yourself, because that one, like, so simple. I just had to paddle into thing and stand up, but I spent 20 minutes paddling it fresh. So I completely get exactly how she feels. I've been there many times You probably lose more heats than you win, usually.
And it's an interesting thing with sports, because obviously as sports viewers, the natural thing when you're watching any big heat is to want the underdog to win or to want the person to get their first one. Obviously, with you, there's the milestone of the 10, so people are delighted to see that happen as well. But how do you stay hungry and keep training to carry on, you know, winning things? And how do you, you know, how do you see off underdogs who often might well be friends of yours? You know, in another circumstance, you could easily be wanting someone like Cyndia to also win. How, you know, do you have to be ruthless? Do you have to sort of, what do you do?
I think...
Because obviously Eli is listening in here, because obviously this is how he's going to get to 10, isn't it?
I think I've sort of got to the stage where actually I'm not putting pressure on myself and not, I wouldn't say not necessarily like training for it. I'm just trying to surf a lot and just enjoy my surfing. And that was the whole point of me entering the longboard, was just to have a bit of fun all weekend, because I spent so long thinking about it and going and being really stressed and wanting to do this and that, that then I just sort of like freak out and panic, and then it doesn't, I don't surf as well as I want to. So for me now, it's more just enjoying it. I just really enjoy going and competing.
Yeah,
it's just that I really enjoy competing. But the amount of, you know, like last year I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to surf loads. I'm going to train for it. And it got postponed so many times, and I'd cancelled work to be able to do it. And then the weekend it finally ran, we were in London for my mum's birthday. So it was like, I've put all this effort into it all year.
And you stick to the weekend plans, yeah.
And then that's it. Then, like, I've not managed to compete. So this year I was like, well...
Yeah.
After the first cancellation, I was like, oh, well, I'll just take the attitude. I'm just going to go and surf and have fun and not necessarily think about it too much.
And you were at the start of that journey then, Eli, so you're listening to that. Obviously, in your situation... If I just go off, because I always get scared talking to fiercely competitive surfers about, you know, who's better than who and all things like this. If we just go off like the European QS ratings, you're the underdog going into that final, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you are the guy that everyone is delighted to see, you know, to see put one over on Pat and things like that. So did you feel a kind of, well, you didn't feel any pressure because you didn't know you were winning. Is that what happened?
In the heat?
Yeah, in the final. Well, the whole thing, you know, did you feel pressure? Were you sort of...
Not in the final, not really. I just wanted to just wait for a good one. I didn't want to get loads of rubbish waves.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I've like, when I've surfed against Pat and, you know, good surfers like that, you're like, you'll panic and then you'll catch the insiders. And then, well, when you're trying to surf against someone who's, he's better than me on...
He's world class.
Yeah, on worse waves, you just can't do it, so... I was just going into the final. I just thought, like, if there's one thing I do, I just want to chill and just wait for a set. And if I don't get a set or if I don't get a good wave, then...
You must have been feeling confident. You've been out in the winter. You've been out in Bali, haven't you? You were in Karamas with... with Luke Cromwell and Ryan Thomas
With Ryan in Karamas, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Some mates from home, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And a lot of loving surfing is important to you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I've definitely... put too much pressure on surfing before, and then it's just ruined it for me. So like, I don't know, I just like surfing, and when a comp comes, it comes, and just try and simplify it all, really, instead of putting pressure on myself.
And going forward now, next time you'll enjoy defending, or will you feel a bit of a target on your back?
No, I'll enjoy defending. I like competing. I don't want to put, like, set goals. Like, I have to do this, I have to do that. I just, just go and have fun. And if it doesn't go my way, like, it's the ocean, isn't it? It's not a tennis court, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
That's a good way of putting it, Eli. One of the guys that I really want to see win one of these years coming is, I want to see your dad win something. I know he must have been delighted for you, but has he still got plans to get the jersey on and get out there?
Nah, not really. He still surfs really good. Like,
yeah,
he still rips. I think if he did put a jersey on, like, he'd be lethal.
He is lethal in the jersey.
We do, like, when we surf, we'll do mock heats and stuff, and like, I'm not ashamed to say, not that long ago, he absolutely waxed me.
Did he?
Yeah, on his backhand.
He
can get ruthless. So he's not keen to compete. Like, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
About competitive results. He just likes surfing.
Yeah.
But maybe I can convince him to put the rashi back on.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a quick run through all the rest of the results. They did the separate weekend, the runoff the juniors, and some pretty good surfers showing up in those. Summer Marie Moore getting her first under 14s title in the girls. Josie Hawke taking the 16s. Bryn Baker taking the under 14 boys. And Elijah Jones, the under 16 boys. And then they did run at that one over 40s and over 50s. And so Lloyd Cole taking the over 40s. So a return to competition for Lloyd. You surfed with him much?
A little bit. I've seen, obviously, Monty's been surfing a lot now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So I've seen Lloyd around, kind of surfing with Monty. But they're up Swansea way, aren't they? So
yeah,
I haven't seen them too much.
And Greg Owen taking the over
50s,
which was a popular one to see. Yeah. So I think that puts Greg, he's claiming, well, 10, the hoodie.
Yes.
So when are you getting the hoodie then? You can have an 11 like the Slater one. We're gonna get the hoodies done. I think Balsa Surf for the people to do them. You're listening, Seiji. We were saying if Greg had picked up an 11th, he would have republished the hoodie in gold. So we think like Seiji needs to do the gold hoodie for you. And then we come to the part two weekend, the sort of all the seniors events, and Eli winning the Open and Emily winning the Women's Open. And then we got Elliot Dudley. Now we're going to talk about that briefly. Mr. Dudley, the teacher. So you said you first found out one of the kids from St. Bride's Primary came up to you and said, "Oh, my teacher's just won 500 quid off you." Tell us about that, Eli.
Yeah, that was just today on the house I'm working on. A house in St. Bride's, local house, and two of the boys that live, Ollie Phillips and Noah Burdett, that's their house. When they come home from school, we'll have a chat and that, and Noah was just winding me up saying, "Oh, my teacher,
Mr. Dudley. So this is the £500 prize for the highest scoring wave of the event. And so Elliot Dudley, congratulations on the men's longboard, and then the men's senior, Craig Bright. So that actually completes the goofy foot sweep, if we had the under 18 boys and Tom O'Leary, of all of the men's shortboard events. Then you've got Lloyd, Greg, Tom O'Leary, Craig Bright, yourself. That's interesting. For the goofy footers. I wonder if that's ever happened before. And congratulations, Craig. Cyndia then winning the women's senior, so you don't have to feel that sorry for her now their names, because she's got one anyway. Poppy Owen, the girls under 18, ripping. Elijah Jones taking the longboard, so he's got a double there, the juniors and the longboard, and then the girls under 18 longboard, Delphi Beck. You see much of her?
Yeah, I see Delphi at the Bosch Grom training that I run loads of, because I do see all the Groms.
Oh, of course you do, Well, that brings me to that very question, what next? Now, you're busy then, Ems, PhD, new house.
Yeah.
Renovations in the house just to make life as stressful as possible. PhD, Welsh junior coach.
Yep.
And we need a whole podcast to do each of these, and then a little bit of time behind the counter in Balsa Surf. The junior coaching is going well.
Yeah, really well. It was awesome. So I went to part one of the Welsh and watched all the Groms and gave them like their pre-heat, post-heat advice and stuff. And it was really, a few of them are really young, competing in like obviously the under 14s, and seeing how nervous they were, bless them. And priority was a new thing to them, and they were like, a little bit stressed. So it was really cool to spend the day with them, and I'm really proud of all of them, how well they all surfed. So that's the main thing I think with competing. I always found if I surf well, I didn't necessarily mind the result, because I knew I'd done what I was capable of. It's when you have a bad heat and you don't surf that well, that's when those results hurt a little bit more. So, I was really pleased to see them all surf really well. So we've got more training. I think we've got some this weekend. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And Eli, you're saying, so you're doing a bit of work with Dad, and this is a deliberate sort of attempt not to take any other career other than surfing at the moment then, right?
Just cruising, surfing, working, so I can go to travel a bit and do comps.
So you said travel a bit and do comps. I'm interested in this one then. Surely after this result, there's kind of a pretty... you must have been thinking about it anyway, but the European QS...
Nah, I'm not doing that yet.
Right. How old
actually, are you? I'll do board masters, 18. Yeah.
So you're going to do... So you'll do the 2000 at board masters.
Yeah, board masters, but I've got a pro... So I'm going to Edinburgh on Sunday.
Right.
To do...
This invitational...
Invitational Loss Shore, like air comp sort of thing.
Mm.
And then from there, straight from Edinburgh, I go to Spain to do a pro junior.
Okay.
And then a couple weeks later, maybe 2 weeks later, there's the Euros for the men's. And then board masters. And then that's kind of like the summer.
You're going to go to the Bundoran pro junior?
I've... entered it, but like the pro juniors, they're really hard to get into.
Right,
like they're like, it's a nightmare. Like they're only letting like 64 people in.
Okay,
and there's like hundreds of kids entering. So maybe if I get a good ranking in this pro junior now, then maybe I can get into the Bundoran one. But I know there is another one in France after the one in Spain that I'm going to now. But I can't afford that at the minute.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
and then. There you're talking about travel being focused around comps, but you know you like to surf good waves. You know you've surfed well in Indonesia. I've watched the footage. Is there have you got other travel plans as well?
Oh, I've got all the plans in the world, but not enough money. Yeah, I want to go to Ireland this winter.
Because obviously you've got to be hitting the sponsors up for a bit more now that you're the national champion as well.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you want to go, sorry, you said where this winter?
Ireland.
Right.
Do a trip there, score some good waves, and then, I don't know, see how much money I've got and stuff like that. It'd be nice to go back out to Indo over the winter, just because, I guess, growth's done it in Wales and stuff like that. It's nice to just get out there, warm weather, good waves, yeah.
Yeah, because we've had this debate with Pat and Logan a few times, like, you know, if you've got that travel budget, you know, to what extent do you spend it on comps, which are much more expensive to go to, or to what extent do you spend it on the, you know, the long term Central America, kind of stuff?
Yeah,
it depends where your goals are in the sport.
Yeah,
really.
It depends, really, doesn't it? It depends what you want to do. I love competing. I do want to, like, maybe I'll see what happens. Really, just do comps. So yeah, take it as it comes, and then when the comp season's not on. If I got money to travel, but yeah.
Oh well, I'll look forward to seeing you to doing completely unbiased commentary of you in the it's probably going to be like the round of 116 or something, isn't it, at Boardmasters first of all.
Yeah.
So it's great. You get a good couple of heats for your money, and hopefully you'll still be there on the back couple of days of the event. So good luck with that, Eli, and Em's. Good luck with everything. Busy times.
Yeah.
And thanks for your time, guys. New national champs. And thanks for your time. So we'll speak to you soon, everyone else. Well.
Cheers.